All right, now we're at the place on the label that talks about our preservatives, and we're preserved with mixed tocopherols. Am I saying that right?
You certainly are.
And then I guess you can tell us what that means.
Well, whenever you have anything that has fat, so that would be chicken fat, that would be chicken meal, that would be turkey meal, that would be some vitamins as well, you have to preserve it so that when the oxygen hits it, it doesn't go rancid. Years ago, we preserved food, and sometimes, unfortunately, now, with artificial preservatives, and that was ethoxyquin, BHA, and BHT. Even though those three ingredients are still being used in human food too, by the way, I question, and many people and scientists question their health benefits versus their risk. So we use mixed tocopherols, which is mixed. Well, they're natural, and it's a whole bunch of different vitamin E's. And I'm glad that you brought this up because someone said to me today, if your food is naturally preserved and you don't have those heavy-duty chemicals, how can you say that the food will last 1 year? I thought that natural preservatives did not last that long. Valid question. In the very beginning, early on, we did have a problem. We could not get the vitamin E's, the mixed tocopherols, to work as well as the chemical preservatives. Today, it's old. You know, everybody knows how to do it. It's easily done. And the food, the ingredients are all tested. There's all kinds of laboratory ways that you can take a bag of food, or you can take chicken meal or chicken fat, and you can jump time. And you can say, okay, make believe you're 8 months old, and we can test how fresh or not fresh it is. I want you to know that with our Life's Abundance, we do our own tests. We don't only do laboratory, but we do real life. We send food. Last year, we sent 2 bags of food to a customer in Arizona during the summer. And we asked him to keep it outside. We asked him what time UPS comes, and he said in the morning, and we said, good, he has a porch, and we said, keep it there in the sun, all right? And, of course, the UPS, it was in the UPS truck, so I had to get to him. We then had him send it back to us, and we tested it. And I decided it was still fresh. We could still sell it if we wanted to, but it wasn't as fresh as I wanted. You know, it's just like the meals. How good are the meals? How good are the ingredients? How fresh do you want to be? So we decided that we would add even more mixed tocopherols, which happened to be very expensive. And that is why freshness is so important to us. We feel that if we can have a product that's always fresh and we can deliver a product just weeks after it's been manufactured, then we should do that.